Hello, and welcome back to another edition of the Three Good Things podcast, where you guessed it, we talk about three good things. I'm Shardul, and let's just jump into it. Our first good thing of the day actually comes from a charity stream. So 2 days ago, kind of on Tuesday of this week, MatPat and Steph, who are YouTubers that have the joint channel called Game Theorists, they decided to create a charity live stream raising money for St. Jude. St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital is basically in the lifelong mission of finding cures and saving children. MatPat and Steph typically talk about games themselves and are huge proponents in the gaming world, and a lot of their channel focuses on video games as well as board games as well. So their channel is called The Game Theorists with almost 14 million subscribers, and their goal on December 1st of 2020 was to raise $1 million for St. Jude. Over the course of that charity stream, which lasted about 12 hours, they blew the numbers out of the water. Now, $1 million is the goal. Let's see how they actually did. In 10 hours, 20 plus guests, they raised over $3 million for St. Jude to find cures for various diseases affecting children and hopefully saving lives. They had some huge names from Susan Wojcicki, who's the head of YouTube, which is a surprise guest, but they also had advertised some other big YouTubers such as MKBHD, Mr. Beast himself, and a bunch of others, including Chloe Ting, Dream, Ethan Nestor, Markiplier, Marquez Brownlee, Sophia Nargard, and the odd ones out. Just a couple of my favorite ones, and there's a whole list that they had throughout the whole 10-hour stream. They played various games, such as Among Us, different video games, and the whole idea was, since it is a charity stream itself, you have donations coming in via chat, and you can donate directly on the St. Jude website. Essentially, it was a bunch of celebrities, gamers, and more to help ensure that families that are affected by any type of illnesses and have to be hospitalized at St. Jude do not have to worry about billing. Instead, they just have to worry about making sure that their child is taken care of and has the attention that they need from the medical staff. Because all a family, this is from St. Jude, because all a family should worry about when they're at the hospital is helping their child live. So some great news, raised over $3.5 million that is going directly to charity for St. Jude. Just a fantastic thing when you see the YouTube gaming community, or just the YouTube community, or the creator community just coming together all around one cause, which is charity. And I think as we see more and more of these type of charity events come through, we can really see the influence and power of creators when it comes to raising money for good causes. Similarly, there's a big YouTuber by the name of Mr. Beast, who has almost 50 million subscribers on YouTube, does insane views on almost all his videos on a daily basis, as well as I think he puts out 2 or 3 videos a week and does massive giveaways. And he's done multiple charity organization donation streams. And I think what's interesting when you think about the creator space itself is you have big companies that are definitely touting to donate to different types of charities. But what you see for these creators is definitely children that are fans, that are true fans of the creator, supporting the causes that they care about. Whether they're really attached to the creator because of the content, or because of the personality, or because they just love being a part of that community, they are really interested in just donating the money that they have, whether it's $5, $1, $100, or if you run a big corporation like Susan Wojcicki, who runs YouTube, you can donate almost $500,000. So people that are, you know, everyday normal folks can donate however much they need, and you see the attention also coming from big corporations like YouTube supporting these charity streams and supporting the creators that make YouTube YouTube. That's our first good thing. $3.5 million for St. Jude, raised over about 12 hours, probably 24 hours. If you want to go donate, it's still live, and you can donate to St. Jude directly in hopes that no family ever has to worry about billing again. Hey, what's up, Jeremy? I'm in the midst of the podcast. So I'm going to mute you. Our second good news of the day is from HBO Max and Warner Bros. So Warner Brothers, which is owned by HBO, I believe, it just announced that all 2021 films will be streamed right away. They'll arrive, they're going to have 17 movies in 2021 that are already in production and will be released next year. And they'll be in theaters and on HBO Max simultaneously, meaning that you don't have to actually go to the theater to watch these new releases. So, for example, a movie like Dune, which is a Warner Brothers film, it'll release in theaters and on HBO Max simultaneously next year. The movie stars Timothée Chalamet and Rebecca Ferguson in kind of a futuristic desert Mad Max type of vibe. But what's interesting is they announced this for all 17 movies, but HBO Max itself has technically been underperforming when it comes to subscription services. So other big extravagant, big budget extravaganzas, movies that will be part of this release will be Suicide Squad sequel, Godzilla vs. Kong, The Matrix 4, and a few others, including Lin-Manuel Miranda's In the Heights, Clint Eastwood's Cry Macho, the next Conjuring film in the series, Space Jam: A New Legacy, and a Sopranos prequel called The Many Saints of Newark. So some of those are new releases, some of those are already there that are already on HBO Max, but they're going to be released simultaneously for HBO Max as well as on in theaters. A little bit of history about HBO Max itself. Now, the service itself is $15 a month, which is a little bit higher than what Netflix and other platforms charge, but they didn't really see a huge amount of subscribers. But this move may actually boost their subscriber base and their subscription base because now people can see the big theater movies that they originally wanted to see in theaters without all the COVID vaccine and shelter in place happening. They can see those from the comfort of their own homes. Here's one quick wrinkle, though, in this distribution model. Each movie that's going to be released on HBO Max will only be available for 1 month before leaving the service. And at that point, the films will cycle through the usual release windows in typical marketing fashion. The second thing that's a little bit of a wrinkle is that HBO Max is only available right now in the United States. It's only a US-based product, but they have intent to roll it out overseas next year. With that intention means that the movies that are going to have the theatrical releases will be on their regular schedule. They'll release regularly outside of the US, in theaters, and their normal releases with their typical marketing campaigns that you see worldwide. So the movie I mentioned, Dune, starring Timothée Chalamet and Rebecca Ferguson, has its own marketing campaign for worldwide release, and that will be unaffected. The other piece that's really interesting when it comes to competition is Walt Disney, the company that is behind Disney Plus, had immense amount of success over 2020. Disney Plus boasted over 75 million subscribers and is number two when it comes to subscription services, only behind Netflix. Now, part of that is because Disney has a huge amount of catalog that everyone loves and recognizes, while HBO Max is still building up that catalog of content. But what's interesting here is that HBO Max's announcement may help them in terms of the rankings for competing in the space. You have people like Hulu, who just launched Watch Party yesterday. You have other people that are heavyweights, such as Netflix and Disney Plus, and you've got a couple other streaming services like Amazon Video in the mix as well. And everyone is trying to get a share of the market. So let's take a look at a secondary part of it as well, which is the actual theaters. How are these movies going to be opening back up in theaters? Well, AMC Entertainment, one of the biggest movie theater chains in the United States, when the pandemic hit, their shares fell about 16%. While similarly, a Cinemark, which is probably the number two theater chain, fell 22%. IMAX had significant value loss as well, but a lot of these theaters are now seeing some strategies of reopening. In a previous podcast a few months ago, I talked about how AMC is thinking about reopening their theaters in 50 to 25% capacity. In this situation, with the movies that are going to be released next year, 17 films throughout the course of 2021, AMC is fully on board with Warner Brothers. The partnership has been announced. The chief executive of AMC Entertainment, Adam Aron, has said clearly that Warner Media intends to sacrifice some of the profits that they're going to get from the theater side because they want to do the HBO Max deal. But at the same time, for AMC, what that means is that they will do everything in their power to ensure that Warner Brothers does not do it and does not have any problems with this launch. So super good news coming out to anyone who is a fan of any of the movies that are coming out next year, but also just great news when it comes to theaters overall. Our third good thing is actually kind of ties into our first good thing. I wanted to kind of double highlight the live stream that the Game Theorists did a few days ago on December 1st. It's got about 6 million views right now. The stream itself is about 10 hours. And if you're a fan of any type of creator, any type of game in this platform, there's huge gamers that you probably know and love, like Dream, Pokimane, Marques Brownlee, MKBHD, MatPat himself, Mr. Beast, etc., all playing different types of games, all for charity. There's painting, there's different things. It's highly entertaining, and what's really interesting when you're watching it is you can understand how much production value is going into something like this. It's 10 hours of entertainment. If you compare that to something that happened yesterday, which was the Salesforce Dreamforce keynote in the morning, that companies, that Salesforce being a $220 billion company itself, spends tons of money on just marketing and creating the event. This is all for charity. This was all done by the Game Theorists getting together some of their creator friends and entertaining people for almost 10 hours. Versus a corporate keynote that has lasted about two and a half hours with breakout rooms. And what you're seeing is they're basically fighting for the same amount of attention. It's for people to stay engaged, to hopefully donate, hopefully make a sale, learn something about the products, learn something about the creators. And at the end of the day, I think it's really interesting to see how some of these people who are much younger and skew to a different audience entirely are actually putting together these large scale events in support of charity. Again, St. Jude is the main beneficiary of the event. They're the highlighted charity. They're the main charity itself. And the goal was $1 million. And they raised $3.5 million right now, as of 2 days later. But they're going to keep the charity stream and the charity opportunity open to anyone who wants to donate for the rest of 2020. So if you want to go donate to St. Jude, you can go to their website directly or go to the link in the tweet to go donate and contribute to St. Jude and help save some lives. That's it for today's edition of the Three Good Things podcast. Thank you so much for taking 10, 11, 12, 13 minutes out of your day to listen to this podcast. The main reason I do this podcast is because I've been told that I don't talk good, so this podcast is for me to talk gooder. If you want to reach out to me, feel free to follow me on all social media platforms. My handle is at SharduLGo. That's SHARDULGO. If you have any feedback, feel free to send me a DM. Again, thank you so much for tuning into Three Good Things, and I'll see you tomorrow.